Podcast Report, episode number 30.
Welcome to another episode of the Podcast Report,
the show devoted to bringing you the latest news and updates regarding the podcasting track of New Media Expo, the largest new media event in the world. Now, here are your hosts, the Podcast Answer Man, Cliff Ravenscraft and Eric Fisher.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Podcast Report for New Media Expo. Eric, are you ready to go to Vegas, my friend?
I am counting down the days.
Are you? How many days are there?
I don't know. You've called me out.
I called you out on it. I didn't know. The funny thing is we're only weeks away.
It's less than 30 at this point.
Oh, it's definitely less than 30. It's like two.
It's 20 something.
It's 2.5 weeks away or something. Oh, wait. And see, we have Christmas before
then. I was going to say, what are you talking about? I should be counting down the days to Christmas, but I'm actually counting down the days to NMX. There you go. I saved it.
Ha! That is an awesome save. Well, today we are going to be talking about all of the sessions that are coming to the podcasting track of New Media Expo. And of course, Eric and I are going to share with you the things that we're excited about, kind of give you a little understanding of what we think are going to be in these sessions. And of course, we also have a special room this year that we did not have last year. We actually have a third room for the podcasting track, which is devoted to the fiction podcast community who is coming on board and sharing from their experiences. And we are hoping to have Renee Chambliss join us in a little bit to kind of discuss those sessions. So hopefully that'll work out here in about 20 or 30 minutes from now. But Eric, we're going to start things off. The first thing that we have on the very first day are these things called super sessions. And super sessions are, well, they're different than, they're kind of like mini keynotes, if you will.
Yeah.
Instead of having like 12 or 14 different options for you to choose from, on the first day, there'll be three options. And the very first session is from somebody that you and I both know very well. Who is that?
Michael Hyatt.
And what is he going to, what's his session? What's it titled?
His title is Five Elements of a Powerful Personal Brand.
All right. And of course, Michael is no stranger to New Media Expo. He actually came out and spoke about his platform book and actually talked about building a platform at New Media Expo. Actually, it was still considered Blog World at the time, back in NYC 2012. So this will be his second time at the event. He will be doing a super session, and it's going to be about helping people understand. Attendees will learn how to dial in on their target audience and get the information that they need to create highly relevant, emotionally compelling content. He says you'll discover unique value propositions and how to reduce that to a powerful and catchy brand slogan. So basically, what is it that's unique about you and what you have to offer, especially when there's so many people out there potentially in your niche? And he also says that you'll gain valuable tips for creating and using powerful logos, headshots, and all kinds of other bold branding choices that are going to help you to stand out in this noisy world. So Michael Hyatt certainly has perfected, if you will, the art of building a platform. He's got one of the most popular blogs in the world, and we are delighted to have him come and speak. Of course, we're going to hear that he's on another session in a little bit, but I know that I'll be attending that session.
Yeah, it says that it's marked as a level for a beginner. However, even seasoned people who've been working on these things are going to benefit from sitting in this super session.
Yeah. And what I kind of generally look at when you see these beginner, intermediate, and advanced, when I say beginner, it means that you can be a beginner and still pull away from this.
It won't go over your head.
Right. And even
that's
if you're
great.
Even if you're advanced, there's a good chance that in a beginner level course or session, you're still going to find a lot of valuable information. It's just that if you're a beginner and you walk into an advanced session that's labeled advanced, there's a good chance that you're going to be kind of like overwhelmed with the information. That's kind of how I view those.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. Well, let's see here. The next session after Michael's super session on the first day, which is Saturday, January 4th, the first official session of the overall track breakout is you.
Yeah.
What is your guys' session and who you're doing it with?
It's how to land the expert interviews you want for your podcast. And it's Eric J. Fisher, Jared Easley, John Lee Dumas, and Rick Mulready.
All right. And you guys all have interview-based podcasts, and you're interviewing people like Seth Godin, Gary Vaynerchuk, Michael Hyatt. Who else have you guys interviewed that are just like stands out to you? I know.
Yes. David Allen. Who else?
David Allen, by the way, the Getting Things Done guy. Even had Merlin Mann on your show.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Actually, he's going to come back. And who else? Who else have I'm trying to think of who else have I notably had recently.
One of the best interviews of Entrepreneur on Fire that I ever listened to from John Lee Dumas was Barbara Corcoran, one of the right. Shark Tank sharks.
Yeah.
And so absolutely, you guys have had amazing success of getting some of these folks that you might think are untouchable, but they are actually quite receptive to being interviewed on podcasts. And you guys are going to share some tips on how you landed those interviews.
Yeah, we're going to talk about social proof. We're going to talk about referrals. We're going to talk about emails. We're going to talk about some tips and tricks and some tactics that some of us have used, and then others in the group also used, and even some that it may backfire if you use them the wrong way. So,
wow,
some interesting stories and some definite Q&A coming up in that one.
I'm looking forward to hearing some of the backfire stories. That'd be that.
I'll keep. Here's a hint. It was my backfire.
Ooh, nice.
So come listen to the story.
I would definitely be there. Of course, it's going to be a tough decision. Yeah, hopefully, folks will have access to some sort of virtual pass or something, because right alongside you guys at the same time, audio branding, ways to improve your audio podcast with the use of carefully scripted jingles and voiceovers from our great friends Mike and Isabella Russell from
Music. Oh, I'm going to go to this one.
From Music Radio Creative, of course.
Actually, I really am kind of disappointed that I'm going to miss out because I'm speaking in the one right concurrent with it. So,
well, I happen to know that they actually have some pretty big ambitions for their session, where they're actually going to try to put together some jingles and produce them live in that session.
That's awesome.
And so it'll be interesting. It's definitely going to be a toss-up. Man, which one do you go in? It's one of those ones where you kind of wish you could be in two places at one time. But if I've done my job right, that will happen a majority of the time through the entire 3 days of this session, of this conference.
Yeah, I have no doubt that all the speakers are going to deliver, and the virtual ticket is going to be highly sought after.
Yes, it is. All right, so moving right after that, we have how to record an audio podcast 100% from nothing more than an iPad and an iPhone. And this is a session that Rob Walsh did last year. It was a huge success. Knowing that there's a bigger audience coming this year that did not get a chance to see that last year, Rob's coming back, and he's going to be telling you how you can do it all. I mean, beginning to end, you do not need a desktop computer as far as Rob Walsh is concerned. And so if you're interested in learning that, that's going to be there. But I'll tell you, another tough one. Of course, I can say that because I put this other session together.
Yeah, and you're in it.
And I'm in it.
Yeah, you and let's see, who else is it? It's
just
you.
Just a couple no-namer. It's
and
I'm the headline.
Right. Yeah. Well, no. Top of the list is Dan Miller.
Yes.
Then Michael Hyatt. Then Ray Edwards and Cliff Ravenscraft. Which actually, I can say I've interviewed all four of you.
That's correct. You have. So, that's awesome.
No, I'm looking forward to this. So,
dude,
the formula for creating a top-ranked podcast in the business category of iTunes.
Yeah, I'm kind of blown away that I was able to put this together. But I'm very blessed to have a relationship with these guys. Dan Miller is and Michael Hyatt and Ray Edwards. I look up to these three. They're all mentors of mine. Very blessed to actually call them all friends. And they're all well beyond where I am, and I have so much to learn from them. And so just I would be honored just to be sitting in a room listening to these guys talk about a formula for creating a top-ranked business podcast in the category or business category of iTunes. But I'm thankful to actually be in this session to talk to them about what are some of the common traits among those who achieve great success in creating a podcast that gets ranked right at the top and stays there consistently week after week after week after week, in spite of the fact that the algorithms kind of, work against you. It doesn't matter how big and popular you are. Sometimes it takes a lot to keep you up there. And so we're going to talk about why. What do we see as common traits among those who actually do achieve that status?
Yeah. Again, another one of those ones where it's a not miss for me because of who's delivering.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Next up, right following that session, there's the session number 3 for the first day. There, of course, is in the morning, it's how to land interviews. But do you want to tell them what the third session of the day is?
Well, once you land those interviews, you got to know how not to screw up your podcast interviews. Tips on creating interviews that will increase your credibility with the panelists Jamie Tardy and Abel James Bascom.
Yeah. Now, Jamie and Abel James, those guys both have interview podcasts as well. And so, yeah, it's one thing to get the interview. It's super awesome. But this whole idea is how to not screw it up. how can you make this actually a thing that boosts your credibility rather than drags it through the mud? Because I don't know about you, Eric. I've had one or two interviews in my past early on where it's like, wow, that did not necessarily go the way I hoped it would.
Well, lucky for me, I still have been way too much of an editor of my show. So I've bombed some interviews and you wouldn't know it.
Yeah.
But I want to definitely learn how not to. So this is definitely going to be a beneficial one to me.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a best practices sort of thing. And so if you guys are out there doing interviews for your podcast, I certainly encourage you to check both of those sessions out. The how to land the guests you want, plus the how not to screw it up once you land them. So let's see here. Right alongside Jamie and Abel James is the folks over at ESPN Pod Center. They actually have a session titled Wait, Don't Go. welcome to ESPN Pod Center. Wait, Don't Go. Keith Gorowski, Matthew Barry, Nate Ravitz, and Jay Soderberg are going to be talking about the fact that you might think just because they're ESPN, obviously they're going to have award-winning podcasts. Of course, they have had award-winning podcasts, but you might think that it's only because they're ESPN that they just jump right out of the gate with success. And what they will tell you and what the session's about is that, there's actually a lot more pressure to create great content. And they're going to share some stories about how, that hasn't always been easy, especially up at the front of it in the beginning, and how they actually had to create something that represents the brand well. And of course, that's what we all need to do. We all need to have something that's going to create some credibility of our own for our own brands, and not just to get people's attention, but to keep it.
Yeah, especially when the expectation may be really high when your name is ESPN.
Exactly. So there you go. That's going to be day one. Of course, like I said, there is an entire 3 sessions devoted to the fiction podcast community. But we're going to wait to see if Renee joins us here in a little bit to tell us about that. So we're going to move on into day 2 in the first 2 rooms of the podcasting track. And before we do that, though, there is another super session on day 2. And there is this guy named Cliff Ravenscraft who's going to be talking.
Yeah, I guess he's going to talk about audio podcasting, the single greatest investment for taking your online efforts to the next level.
Yeah. So
and why everyone should start one in the next 90 days.
Exactly.
That's counting down.
Counting down. My goal is to get as many of the folks out there who are blogging already and achieving some success, and even some of those folks who are doing web TV and have a great following. My goal is to convert as many of those people as possible into podcasters, as to make them a podcaster as well. And the reason for that is I believe that they're missing the boat on a huge opportunity. And so I know that we're not speaking to those people right now, but what I would love to ask each of you guys is to, if you're in the podcasting community, would you be willing to come and join me for this session? just to show your support for the podcasting message so that I'm not speaking to an empty room and that folks will see that this podcasting stuff is alive and happening. And it'd be nice to have that chorus of people is like, right on, Cliff, you tell them. I don't know. But anyway,
I'll be in the back yelling amen at every point.
There you go. But I'm looking forward to that. I'm a little bit nervous. This will be my first super session at NMX. But I have been working on my own personal and professional growth when it comes to public speaking. And I'm looking forward to the challenge of taking the message to this level and looking forward to delivering the benefits of podcasting, of why these folks really should do it. And I believe that if they come, they will walk away from the conference and go away and start a podcast within 90 days.
If this is anything like your platform talk that's online, then you will rock it.
Yeah, it is going to be very much a lot like the platform topics. In fact, I would say maybe 60 or 70% of it may be exactly the same outline. But obviously, it's going to be catered towards this audience of knowing that, hey, you already have a blogger. Hey, you already have this. You're already achieving success. So I'm going to tell the stories. I'm going to tell the things in a completely different way, knowing that these people are not brand new to this online world.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. All right. So moving into the rest of the day, there's Ken Blanchard, who is going to be talking about the power of niche podcasting. Three reasons why you should narrowly focus on one single topic. I'm a huge fan of that message, and I'm very glad to have Ken Blanchard come in talking about that. In fact, I don't know if you know this, but Ken Blanchard goes by the nickname, the Black Man with a Gun.
Nice.
So I
have heard of him.
And I also believe that he's a pastor. So interesting combination, and that's going to be totally awesome. So let's see here. I've got a little text message from Renee. Let me pause for just a moment and text with her real quick. Okay, folks, I'm back. However, this is not the original recording that I did with Eric Fisher. For whatever reason, after I unpaused the recording, my digital audio recorder had some really loud buzzing noise in it. I believe the line-in port of my recorder has been pretty much worn out. And so I'm replacing the recorder with a backup recorder that I have here, and I am re-recording 7 minutes of this audio just because I do not want you to have to listen to 7 minutes of Eric and I talking about these next four sessions with a really incredibly loud buzzing noise in your ears. So let me just go through those real quickly here and tell you that the next session that we had covered was building a successful fan podcast devoted to your favorite TV show, movie, or book series. Now, this is head up by Daryl Darnell, and he's brought in Jason Cabasi, Rob Sesternino, and Stephanie Ravenscraft, my wife. And this is basically, it says, this session is led by a widely recognized fan podcasters who will share tips and techniques for building a successful TV show, movie, or book fan podcast. Panelists will discuss how to choose the right show, how to choose the right equipment, how to build a community around your podcast, and how to promote a podcast, how to build a relationship with a TV network, and even how to properly conduct interviews with stars from the TV shows themselves or movies themselves. Anyway, this is going to be an awesome panel. This is not the first time we've done this panel. In fact, it's the third time this has been done on the podcasting track. It's always a huge success. People love this panel. And of course, it has a lot of, it means a lot to me, a lot of meaning for me, because that's how I got my start in podcasting. I started podcasting about the TV show Lost, and it led into a passion for podcasting and led to more podcasts and then turned into a full-time career for me personally. And so I'm a huge fan of TV show fan podcast. We've also done book fan podcasts such as The Hunger Games, Twilight Saga, and all kinds of other shows like that. So and by the way, it's one of the fastest way to grow a brand new audience when you tap into popular culture. So if you have any desire to learn about how you can grow a rapid fan base for your podcast, creating a podcast that is a fan podcast devoted to something that is already massively popular in popular culture is a great way to do it. I encourage you to check out that session. The next one is head up by Lisa B. Marshall, and she's brought in Mignon Fogarty, Elsie Escobar, and Leanne Dolan. It says the title here is Ladies, Start Your Microphones by Women Podcasters for Women Podcasters. It says this session is about information exchange, networking, and building a powerful network of connected women podcasters. In this highly interactive group discussion, we'll answer your burning questions, anything from building an audience to monetizing your podcast to how we can work together. And of course, this is from veteran women podcasters. Now, a lot of people ask me, where are all the women podcasters? And I want to tell you, they're out there and there are plenty of them and they're excellent podcasters. And in fact, not only will there be four women podcasters in this panel, but the podcasting track does have several other women, as you will see when you come to Las Vegas. So you definitely want to check that out. That one is specially designed for the ladies. All right, so here we go. Next one is podcasting with WordPress as a business tool. Turn the corner and corner the market with Angelo Mondato. Now, if you are a more of a tech developer slash web developer type of person, Angelo Mondato will speak your language. He is the guy who actually created and developed the PowerPress plugin for Blueberry slash Rawvoice. And his session here says it's not enough to just have a business presence. You need to move ahead. Turn the corner and corner the market. Your digital media presence is your brand, your character. And in this session, Rawvoice Pioneer CIO Angelo Mondato will present the podcasting tools and tips you need to put you at the top of your game and your business at the top of the market. He will discuss the nuances of podcasting as a promotional and support tool to drive traffic to your business, whether you're using WordPress for one podcast or a multi-site for a network of podcasts. Anyway, you definitely want to check this out. If you have any questions about how things work with podcasting and WordPress, Angelo will certainly have answers for you that will take you to the next level. This is an intermediate session, by the way. And then the final session that I'm going to share with you here before I get back into the original recording that Eric and I did is the Podcasting Profits, how to use your podcast to generate income. This is put together by Jason Van Orden and Jeremy Franson. Now, we just recently had them as a guest here on the Podcast Report, and they even talked about this session. Now, of course, I just want to encourage you that if you are a podcaster looking to monetize your podcast, you should attend this session. And especially if you're a podcaster looking to monetize your podcast and you are considering taking in advertising dollars on a CPM or a certain dollar amount per thousand downloads, you'll want to attend this session because Jason is very well known for saying that if you accept CPM for payment on how you monetize your podcast, he believes that you are throwing money out the window. Definitely encourage you to take that session. Of course, if you heard the episode that we did with Jason and Jeremy, you'll know that Jason promises that he will make you cry in a good way. It's like, oh man, I really feel good about what they do, and I want to do that too. It all has everything to do with somebody saying that their session was so great last year that that they actually cried, and they promised to bring it again. All right. Anyway, I'm going to now turn things back over to the original recording that I did with my great friend Eric J. Fisher.
The community effect. How to build a loyal, engaged community around your podcast. This will be with Lou Mongello, Chris Christensen, and Stephanie Ravenscraft.
Stephanie again.
Yes. So Lou, I know what Lou does. He does the Disney podcast, and so he's always interacted with them, and that's awesome. Chris Christensen, what does he do?
He's the amateur traveler. So okay. He goes around and travels with people and of course, Stephanie, you know. But the idea here is the community. It's actually creating these, you know, putting people together in relationships, not just with you having a relationship with your audience, but having them have a relationship with each other and creating environments, both online and physical, you know, bringing people together. And that's one of the things that I love about podcasting in our experience. And Eric, you were one of the first people to ever attend any of our meetups. You actually came out to, I think it was Garzelli's was our first official meetup, wasn't it? Oh my gosh,
yes. Yes, and I still remember the pizza I had was amazing.
Yep. So, and of course, I mean, we had people, we were just blown away. It's like you and, did Beth come with you that time?
Yep, she was.
You and Beth came from India, close to Indianapolis. And then Amy and, what was Amy's friend's name? I can't think of her name off the top of my head right now. Sarah. Amy and Sarah came and they were from Nashville. And I couldn't believe they came all the way from Nashville just to be a part of this. And of course, that was just this overwhelming. It's like, man, all these people are driving these many hours to come to this event. And then since then, of course, we've had people come from Belgium and Germany and Sweden and Australia and all these other in the Netherlands. And it's crazy. But the community effect, how to build a loyal, engaged community around your podcast. That is going to be an amazing session. That's one was two back to back that, man, I highly suggest that you attend both of them at the same time. All right. Then there's some workshops on Monday, January 6th. These are actually, I think, just over an hour long, maybe even 74 minutes or 75 minutes or something like that. Anyway, we have two workshops on day three that'll start the day instead of super sessions. One is How the Podcast Sausage is Made, interviews, co-hosts, broadcast, clocks, and show notes. And then, of course, the second one is The Anatomy of a Successful Podcast, a step-by-step production of an interview show. Now, these might look the same, but you actually have to go into the description to see the difference. I'll encourage you just to check out the schedule or online and see what the difference is between those two different workshops. But if you're coming there to look for some things that you can apply to your shows, get some different ideas on how to produce it, put it together, either of these two workshops are going to be great experience for you.
Yeah, it looks good. And I know these guys.
Which ones do you know?
I know Mike Vardy and Michael Schechter. I was on their show, Mike's on Mics.
Oh, cool.
And Mike Vardy's been on my show.
Excellent. So I look forward to meeting those guys. I know that Chase Reeves has put that together for me, and that was originally Caleb was going to put it together, and then he actually had been recruited to be a part of another workshop. So anyway, it's all good stuff.
These look good. It's really good.
It's going to be some awesome stuff. All right, moving along here, we're on day three here, the first official session of the, you know, all the different tracks. John Lee Dumas is up, and he's going to be talking about what, Eric?
From no online presence to six-figure income within 6 months, a podcasting success story.
Yeah, and this is something that has been absolutely amazing to watch. John came to New Media Expo this past year and didn't even have, you know, anything. And it's just like, well, he is just getting ready to launch. And boom, out of nowhere, this thing just really takes off. And of course, since then, he's been one of those top ranked business podcasters, and he's stayed there at the top, and he's going to talk about how he did that.
Yeah. If you've not heard John Lee Dumas's story, this is how to get that story. Yeah. Like, he's just going to rock it.
Yep. Now this is going to be a tough one for us tech heads.
Oh, yes, it will.
Because John's got an amazing story. And then for those of us who are really into the geeky stuff, especially of the Apple persuasion, we have using a Mac to produce high quality podcasts. Now, I want to just say personally, the topic, it's not something that interests me personally. I am a huge Mac enthusiast, but I already know how to use a Mac to produce high quality podcasts. But let me tell you why I'm really excited about this. Andy Anatka.
I know. I geeked out a bit when I saw he was on the speaker list.
Andy Anatka, Don McAllister of Screencast Online, Chuck Joyner, Dave Hamilton, all of these Mac guys in one room, Mac podcasters, I mean, pioneers of podcasting, kind of Mac podcasters. And I think it's just going to be fun just to sit in the room and listen to those four guys talk, because you know that is going to be one of the most entertaining podcasting track sessions that you can possibly sit through.
No doubt.
And I'm not just blowing smoke here. I'm just saying I think that you know, the sessions that I'm going to be in, they're going to be inspiring. They're going to have great content. They're going to be let me just say these I'm sure that Dave, Don, Andy, and Chuck are going to have some amazing takeaway content for you. But as far as entertainment value alone, I cannot wait to see that session.
Yeah.
All right. Session number two of that final day of the conference. Pat Flynn and myself together are teaming up to talk about how to be guaranteed to stand out. And that is, we're going to be talking about authenticity and transparency behind the microphone. It's kind of like...
Yeah, and Pat joined us a couple episodes ago, and we talked about that as well as birthing babies. But, you know, it's definitely something you two are both known for. So getting some tips on that is something actually I'm looking forward to.
I'm looking forward to giving you some tips there. So not that you haven't seen it by example. I mean, come on.
I learned it by watching you.
Have you missed any episodes of Pursuing a Balanced Life?
No.
See,
well,
maybe one or two.
So maybe. Anyway.
Anyway, the next session, or actually right alongside Pat and myself, there's going to be how to grow your podcast audience from hundreds to thousands.
Yes.
And that is going to be a whole panel of podcasting experts as far as people who teach people how to podcast. I've recruited some fellow podcast consultants out in the space to come and bring their greatest tips and strategies for how you can actually grow your audience. And that's going to be Daniel J. Lewis from NoodleMix.mx or Noodle.mx, and David Jackson from the School of Podcasting, and Ray Ortega from the Podcaster Studio. So that's going to be awesome.
Yes, and they are all masters in their field.
Yes, they are. And if you already have a podcast and you're thinking, man, I really want to take my audience, you know, I want to grow this thing to the next level, that's going to be a great session for you to consider as well. All right. And then the final session of day three for these two rooms here for the podcasting track that we've been talking about. The first one is Amy Porterfield and Scott Stratton. What are they talking about?
Why podcasting if we're already broadcasting? Social media / blogging addicts reveal why they started podcasts. I am fascinated by this one, honestly, from the Scott Stratton angle, because I have had listened to all the episodes of his two podcasts that he launched after doing your course. And honestly, I see why, but I'm going to let him explain.
Nice.
It really does. Like, I can tell that, like, I've heard him speak. I've read his books. He's already doing all the stuff. He's already out there online. And yet the podcast just adds, again, it does what you've said, is you it's that component that is the best add-on or addition to grow your platform. And he's doing it well.
Yep, that he is. And let's see here. I am going to go ahead and add Renee in here, but go ahead and tell us a little bit about that final session that we have to cover here in our talk.
Yes, this is the State of Podcasting for 2014. It's Todd Cochran, Rob Walch, and Noah Shanock. Is that how you say that?
Noah Shanock.
Shanock. Okay. So, and this is going to be, you know, the kind of annual State of the Union address, in a sense, talking about where podcasting is going, what to look forward to in 2014. I mean, it's going to be the first week of 2014 in January at NMX. And this is kind of the vision casting as well as the, you know, predictions for the State of the Union, really.
Absolutely. And by the way, this is Todd Cochran, who is the CEO of Raw Voice, also Blueberry, which is, of course, the creators of the PowerPress plugin. And Rob Walch is of Libsyn Media. I think we all know Libsyn, for many of us are out there hosting our MP3 files on the Libsyn services. And then Noah Shanock is the CEO of Stitcher Radio, who may have his pulse on the heartbeat of where podcasting may be going in the future. So pretty exciting stuff. And I am just now clicking the button to bring Renee in. She has no idea that we're just going to just dump her right in here. Are you still there, Eric?
Yep.
All right. Renee, are you on the line? Not yet. All right. So we'll pause. Hello. Oh, there she is. Renee, we are live recording here. Actually, we're in the studio and it's being pre-recorded, but we have not paused. We're just bringing you in.
Wow. Well, if you could only see where I am right now, I'm on a field trip with my son's sixth grade class at this really cool observatory science museum. And there's this one little area with Wi-Fi where I'm standing. So I'm really glad this is working out.
Well,
yay, technology.
That is awesome. And thank you for the dedication to come in. Let me just say real quickly, though, I just from the podcasting angle of this, you sound amazing. As a matter of fact, you sound better than most people who might actually come in from via Skype, like from a little home studio where they have like an echoey room. How are you connected to us right now? And are you using a external microphone or a built-in microphone?
I am using my phone, and I'm just using a little earbud microphone plugged into my phone. And I'm outside. There's no one around right now, but there's a chance you might hear a bunch of kids coming by. I hope not, but this is really the only way I can make this work. So, but yeah, nothing super high tech at all.
Sounds great. Well, I tell you, it's amazing what's possible. And of course, I love the fact that Skype was one of the first services we could use to bring voice over IP over our digital signals and stuff like that. But we're glad to have you here. What Eric and I have just done is we've just finished talking about every single session on the podcasting track, with the exception of the podcasting or the fiction podcast community. So we want to kind of have you here to kind of explain what's being planned in this third additional room that's been added this year.
Oh, I'm so excited about it. And we've got a lot of great things planned. The first thing that I think will be so much fun for everyone is the live story recordings that we're going to be doing. So every morning, or the first session of every day, we're going to be recording a story live, full cast, it's called. It's where you have one person doing the narration, sort of reading all the text, and then the dialogue, each character is going to be voiced by a different voice actor, all from the podcast fiction community. And we've got a story by Mike Resnick, who's very well known in sci-fi circles. We have a story by Rish Outfield, who is one of our speakers and one of the hosts of the Dunesteef audio fiction podcast. You know, he's written a story that we're going to perform. And then the last day, we have a story by Scott Sigler, who is going to be attending and presenting at NMX. And we're going to do one of his stories live. So I hope, you know, people, if they want to, you know, to be entertained and sort of see podcast fiction in action, they'll come and check out those stories.
You know, I'm very much looking forward to this. This is just, I mean, unlike just getting behind a microphone and having a conversation doing a live show, you guys are doing full on cast, kind of like, I assume that you're going to have people actually playing characters doing certain voices and, and stuff like
we
that.
We are.
Yeah, and it's theater of the mind.
It's fun for us because we get to play off of each other, where normally when these stories are put together, each voice is recorded separately, and then a producer kind of synthesizes it all. But with these live sessions, we're going to be right there, and so we get to, you know, act with each other in person, which is, we did this, we got the idea for doing this because last year at NMX, I'm sorry, I'm cold. It's really cold out here, so I'm having trouble saying NMX. But last year, we recorded some stories, you know, in hotel rooms, not really as part of the sessions, but just because we were all together in one place. So we thought, gosh, wouldn't it be fun to do it live during sessions at next year's NMX? So that's what we're going to do.
That is awesome. Now, for those, obviously, you guys would not know this unless I tell you. And I just want to say that Renee Chambliss has been a huge champion on getting this put together, this third and additional room, because I'm just not well connected, unfortunately, in this fiction podcasting space. Now, with my connections that I made last year with Abigail Hilton, and of course now with Renee Chambliss, I am getting more connected, and I hope that this will even, you know, my connections in this network will grow even larger after this year. But Renee, I would have never been able to pull off what's happening in this third and final room, and it is an amazing full house of sessions all 3 days. And I just got to say personally, in front of everybody here, thank you so much for the hard work you've done in helping to put this together.
Oh, you're really, really welcome. I'm so happy to do it. I have just felt so fortunate to be a part of the podcasting community and the podcast fiction community. And it's just an amazing group of really creative people. And so to be able to share that, and we've learned a lot about, you know, podcasting in general. So our sessions, while they're done by podcast fiction people, our other sessions are very applicable to just regular podcasters, just the things we've learned about audio and putting podcasts together.
Absolutely. And so this is going to be some interesting things. Let me just read to folks some of these sessions here. There's podcasting on a tight budget, bootstrapping your production. That's going to be one of the sessions. Choosing the right content for your show. That's going to be a great session. We also have, and I'm just scrolling down here, we'll talk about the ACX in just a moment. Then there's advanced audio editing techniques. So for those who are looking for something a little bit more advanced, that's going to be there for you. And then there, of course, Scott Sigler is going to be doing a session. And let me see if I can find Scott Sigler in here, what his session is actually titled. Where is my Scott Sigler session? It's on...
Is it the three things I wish I'd done sooner and three things I'd wished I'd never done at all?
That's the one.
There we go.
So there you go. So Scott Sigler, he's going to definitely share what's worked for him and what didn't work and he wish he did never do. So obviously Scott's one of the pioneers, certainly in creating audio fiction. So
yes,
it's going to be an honor to have him come and share the things that he wished he would have done sooner and the things he wished he would have never done at all. But Renee, I know that you are very excited, and of course I am as well. We actually have somebody from Audible coming, one of the vice presidents of Audible. Jason, is it Ojalvo?
Ojalvo.
Ojalvo. Tell us a little bit about the session, how it came about, and what people can expect to get from it.
Well, first, I'll explain what ACX is. ACX stands for Audiobook Creation Exchange, and it's a service that connects audiobook producers, narrators, and people who work with audio to put audiobooks together. It connects those with rights holders for books, ebooks, print books. A lot of times it's a publisher who has the audio rights to books, but now, as more and more people are doing things independently, often the author themselves have the audio rights. And so it matches people up so that they can. There can be more audiobooks made. And it's a really great, great service, and it's worked. You know, thousands and thousands of audiobooks have been made this way. The reason that I thought it would be great to have a session on ACX at NMX is because I am a professional audiobook narrator, and the only reason, and it's a great job, I love it, I'm so excited to be doing it, but the reason that I am doing it is all because of podcasting. Because I started in podcasting. I'm also a writer, and I started podcasting my own fiction. And then I had people start to ask me to read fiction for them on their podcasts. And then that led to narrating audiobooks professionally. And so I got to thinking, I think there are a lot of other podcasters out there who could be great audiobook narrators and producers, and they just might not know sort of how to go about it. And so this is one great way to go about it. And also, I think there are people attending NMX who have written books and might like to know how they can get their books made into audiobooks. So at our ACX session, we have Jason from Audible. We also have David Lawrence, who is a voice actor, and he's real, as I understand it, really well-known in web TV, and he's done regular acting as well, and he teaches audiobook narration and has used ACX to make audiobooks. And we also have Neil Schaefer, who is an author who used ACX to have his book made into an audiobook. So we're going to talk about it sort of from all angles. So I think it's a session that, you know, would be really beneficial to a lot of people.
That is amazing. And by the way, I'm a huge fan of David Lawrence. He used to have a podcast and radio show, a syndicated radio show all about technology and the internet. And he actually decided to kind of put all of that on the side for a little while he decided to put everything into acting. Mm-hmm. And then within a record amount of time, he lands the spot as the puppet master in the TV show Heroes.
Yeah. So. Yeah, well, he's amazing. And so I'm really excited. I mean, our panel, it's like a dream team panel on this topic. It's really, really exciting.
Well, that is awesome. And I can't thank you enough. And by the way, I just realized that that Eric and I missed one session we want to tell you about also. Kathy Doyle and Mignon Fogarty are also speaking at the conference. And she's got a session titled, "You Already Have a Great Podcast. Here's How to Make It a Great Business." And of course, she certainly did that, starting out with Grammar Girl and turning it into the Quick and Dirty Tips Network. And you'll get to hear a little bit about that story as well. Renee, thank you so much. I can't believe you're out there in the freezing cold.
I know. I'm going to go in and get a cup of tea and warm up.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And for all of your hard work, and everybody, I encourage you to check out these fiction podcast community-led sessions as well. I know I will be, and it's just going to be an awesome time. And Renee, I can't wait to finally get to see you again in Vegas. Thank you so much for all the work that you've done.
You're really welcome. And thank you for being so welcoming to us in the podcast fiction community. It's just great. And we're really looking forward to being there in just a few short weeks.
Excellent. Well, we'll see you there.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Thanks.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, Eric. Well, guess what, my friend? This is going to be our final episode between now and the conference.
Yeah, you'll have to listen live to us record at NMX.
That's right. Well, we'll be pre-recording it there and releasing it later. But if you want, you can come to the Podcast Pavilion and watch us record it live.
That's what I meant.
Oh, of course. That's what you meant.
Of course.
We don't have any clue when we're recording yet, do we?
No, well, I mean, I'll tweet it.
All right. We'll tweet
Follow
it out.
Us. Tweet it.
It's twitter.com/Eric with a K, the letter J, FISHER. And I'm twitter.com/GSPN for Generally Speaking Production Network. Anyway, that is it. Any final words before we see each other at Vegas?
Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas to you all and Happy New Year. And we will see you in Las Vegas.
You have been listening to the Podcast Report.
New Media Expo 2014 is just around the corner. January 4th, 5th, and 6th in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Don't delay. You do not want to miss this opportunity to network with the largest community of podcasters, bloggers, video web TV producers, and social media experts from around the world.
Book your ticket now at nmxlive.com.
We hope to see you in Las Vegas.